Welcome to day 18.
When we speak about loving ourself, we're referring to that self which lies deep within the very core of our being. This is the self that's a safe haven, a place of love, joy, peace, and contentment. Our real self. In this space, we carry sweetness, love, tenderness, and every other quality of a loving spirit. Deepak teaches several steps on the path to loving our higher self. He says that self-love begins with believing that we are enough. Degrees, accolades, money, and earthly treasures are here for us to enjoy. However, we're so much more. We were created by the infinite intelligence of the universe, born to be loved, lovable and loving, imbued with seeds of greatness, seeds of personal, universal, and divine love. Loving oneself begins with putting our attention on positive energies in any and all situations. Everything that happens brings with it some kind of gift or lesson. Siddhartha author Hermann Hesse said, "Whatever may come our way, we can always give it meaning and transform it into something of great value." Let us learn to look for the good in all things, trusting the universe is forever on our side. Forgiveness is a step to achieve and maintain a state of well-being. Forgiveness begins with oneself. We all do the very best we can based on our level of consciousness. As Buddha taught, you, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Love grows on the basis of giving. Give to yourself daily. Replenish yourself. Be gentle and loving with yourself. Care for yourself the way you would nurture a newborn, a puppy, a seedling, or any precious creation. The last and most important step in loving ourselves is to cultivate the peace of inner silence. In our daily meditation, we can leave the outside world, the physical realm, and go within. There we reconnect with our essence, which is pure, blissful love. In the words of Eckhart Tolle, something inside you emerges, an innate indwelling peace, stillness, aliveness. It is the unconditioned, who you are in your essence. It is what you'd been looking for in the love object. It is yourself. Loving oneself is the gateway to loving others and loving the world. Allow this message to settle into the deep recesses of your consciousness. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath in. Count silently to three, then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the Soham mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we're ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra, Sat Chit. Thank you. Sat. Chit. Ananda. I am pure existence. Pure consciousness. Pure bliss. Sat. Chit. Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Namaste.